Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your Carolina Panthers.
Hey, yeah, relax. Yeah, take a deep breath.
Oh yeah, I'm hot.
If you really upset, bomb on me so I can go inside. Okay. You got me?
Yeah.
Like, loosen a tooth.
Yeah.
Okay?
No.
I won't press no charges. You can even play the whole season. There's no game suspension, none of that. All right?
Yeah.
I may even give you some money. All right? I don't want to make you laugh. Okay?
Cat scratch fever.
There's nothing here, baby.
Cat scratch fever.
I can't quit now. Yeah, I keep my focus, man. I keep my focus. We're going to find out how far we can push ourselves.
Welcome to another Cat Scratch Radio. Actually, it is the first episode of the new NFL season starting in March. I haven't done one of these since January, actually. So, getting back in the swing of things, we've got a brand new NFL season. And, Lord, here we are on March 27th, a couple weeks after free agency started. And Panthers have made a number of moves, so we got a lot of rosterbation to talk about. Free agent signings, Lord, team's going to be sold sometime. Sounds like they want to vote on it by the May owners meeting, which is less than 2 months from now. Suppose we'll have some new owners. You know, got the NFL draft coming up. Something special about that. I see I got Goose Creek on the line here, and if you read any of the build-up, got a little bit to talk about with the draft. And, hell, everything else NFL-related, geez, all kinds of stuff since we last talked. I think if I had to summarize, I like what we've done this off-season. Sure, I could shoot holes in a few things. I don't think we're certainly not worse off than we were, not at all. We got old North Turner, offensive coordinator. We did lose Wilkes. I get that. But I think Eric Washington will step up in the DC thing. It's continuing the passing the baton, shall we say, from all these Ron Rivera disciples. So I don't worry too much about that. I think pluses and minuses in free agency, the only place we might be a little worse off is on the offensive line. Might be a little worse off in the secondary, which is where a lot of people think that we'll do some NFL drafting. I got a Packer fan shooting me the bird over here. So while she gets a bowl of ice cream, it's that time of night. People are excited. They're getting ice cream. All right. So I made the big announcement this morning. Of course, my buddy Goose Creek did all the work. He wrote some fantastic letter to the Panthers to win a contest. And, hell, I'm just lucky enough to be able to go along. That's all I can say. So, with that, I'll bring in Randy. What's up, man?
How's it going? I can tell you're excited.
I'm excited. You know, way to go, man. You might have to share. You have your letter you wrote. That's something you can
to scan it or anything that won you the...
I have what? I'm sorry.
Sorry, you had to wait for the clapping. Your letter that you wrote that you won, I mean, you told me you wrote about when you were overseas and listening to Panthers way back in the 90s, I guess. Was that the gist of it?
Yeah, well, it was just asking why you're the ultimate Panther fan. So, and when did you become a Panther fan? And I just said I started when the franchise started because I thought it was important to back Carolina's team. And I let them know I never went to a game for the first few years because while I was working, I was on the road 200 days a year or more. A lot of my travel was overseas. And I told them, you know, but I have gotten up in the morning to go back to the base to watch a Panthers football game. And then I talked a little bit about after I retired, I go up to training camp and talk with Panther people up there, and made a few acquaintances and gone to a few games now. You know, nothing too outrageous, but just let them know that I'm ready.
Well, you better not tell them that you invited me because, they might pull the tickets back then.
I was trying to keep it on the QT, but then you blabbed, so.
Yeah. I couldn't help it.
That's all right.
No, I don't have a bad relationship with the Panthers that I know of. I don't have a good relationship either, but, they just don't seem to like bloggers, I guess. Maybe we'll change that. I'll be on my best behavior, I promise.
No need. I forget who I brought. I don't know him.
As long as I can find my way back to the airport on Saturday morning, I'm good.
That's it. I'll give you your plane ticket. You won't get left in Dallas.
Yeah. So I guess I'm kind of wondering, are they going to, this Panthers VIP area? I don't think we're going to get back into the draft room, right? I mean, that would be too good.
No, the draft room the draft room is in Charlotte. It's on Mint Street.
Oh, it is. That's right. That's the way they do it now. Of course, got to be somebody in Dallas.
They'll just have reps there at a table, and they'll call them and tell them what ticket to turn in on for them.
Who to hand the jersey to, and yeah, okay. Well,
so we'll be in a section that'll have some Panther people there. We'll be in an area set aside for Panther people and, VIP Panther guests.
I mean, it's a big-ass stadium, so, I mean, each team section could be pretty damn big now, right? That's what I think. Better than Radio Music City Hall or whatever.
We'll see it when we get there. I have a feeling we'll be down on the field.
I'll take that.
Area on the field. Huh?
I'll take that. That'll be good.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, there'll be Panthers reps put around, and I'm sure we'll get to talk to people. You never know. I don't know. They might pull one of us out of the tin or something to go out there and make a selection or something. You never know.
That would be pretty cool. Okay. With the 68th pick in the second round, NFL draft, the Panthers pick Jimmy Clausen. Yeah. That would go well.
Somebody
said
on the blog they wanted to make sure we were the ones selected because they trusted us more than the front office. And I just wrote, well, maybe you can run up there and make the call when they say Panthers are on the clock. Just run up there and make.
I'll run up there and I'll go, Roquan Smith. And old Goodell go, sorry, but he was picked like 15 damn picks ago, dude. You can't pick him. Like, no, damn it.
Well, I also put in that we needed to start a fund me effort to pay for your bail.
Well, Just keep the tequila away from me. I'm okay. So we're going to be in Texas, though. You know, you go to Texas, you got to have two things, tequila and brisket. So we could definitely do the brisket.
Yeah, definitely do the brisket. I'm not sure about the tequila.
Yeah. Oh, hell.
But
so,
I'm also,
I just wonder if,
you know, what's going on outside the stadium, too, is going to be big.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if they'll have some tailgating action. Probably.
Well, they'll have all those. It'll be almost like a carnival outside, along with people having, you know, companies and all having set up stuff outside the stadium.
That's a thought.
So it'll be a big deal. In fact, when they don't even get inside the stadium, they're going for all the other stuff outside the stadium.
That's right. We were walking around, strutting around with our little press passes around our necks, and
we'll have our VIP.
You wish
going
you with
stadium.
Us.
Unless you strut too much, somebody will relieve you of that VIP pass.
Yeah, I'll have my greedy little fingers wrapped around the whole time.
I'm sure somebody went bilching it.
Yeah. They could offer me a lot of money for it, but I'd say no. I'm doing it. We're doing it.
Yeah.
The bucket list.
Yeah, this is on my bucket list. So this is I don't put in for a lot of stuff like that, but when I saw that, I said, I'm going to make a try for it. And what was funny is I actually told Chris, my wife, after I turned it in, I said, you know, we've got a party on that evening. We're supposed to come back, and I don't know if I'd make it if I go to that, but I got a good feeling about it. So we're getting back to Charleston, but it's not going to be early enough for me to go to the party.
Exactly.
So she was.
Well, be sure to tell her. I certainly appreciate her letting me go along with you. That's just awesome.
Well, I sort of felt like you earned
it. I earned it.
It was one of those
years
things
of
where.
Longing. The whole reason I did this, CSR did get me there, I guess, in a sense, through GC. I'm glad you wrote your letter. So I didn't even know the contest was. I never even heard of it until you mentioned it.
Yeah, it was like sent out on a mailing list. I think the PSL people and me, I'm on their mailing list from some other stuff that we've done. So
that makes sense.
I got a copy. So
all right,
one out of thousands. Lucky man. Rather be lucky than good.
Out of thousands? Damn.
Yeah.
Well done. Hell yeah. We're going to chronicle the whole thing. Hopefully they let us take our cell phones in there and take pictures and stuff. What do you think?
Well, I have personally retired from the advanced technology as soon as I left work. I said, I'm glad I don't have to do that anymore. So it's all on you.
It's all on
you. Have fun with it. Watch.
Be doing a little Facebook Live or maybe Periscope in or something.
Twitter.
I don't know. We'll give everyone a look around. And we'll probably be in awe to begin with. I still can't even imagine it.
Yeah,
so,
I'll probably go tell Jerry what I think of his stadium.
Oh, shit. We're going to be in awe of it. You know it. Come on.
When I went to the Atlanta stadium, we were sitting like on the second row when Mr. Blanks went by, and I hollered at him, and he turned around, and I said, really nice stadium. So he gave me the thumbs up and walked on.
And you said, still
so
not
I'm
as nice as Dallas.
Yelling at somebody.
Still not as nice as Dallas. I mean, I can't talk bad about it. It's the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
It's a really nice stadium. Traffic sucks getting out after the game, though.
You're still talking about Atlanta, right?
Yeah, yeah, the new Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The big A stadium. I think A stands for anus, the way that roof opens and closes.
Well, GC, I guess we can kind of turn to the off season now. A little bit of rosterbation going on. A couple key free agents. We thought that the Panthers would let them walk, and they certainly did. Star Lotulelei and Norwell, Andrew Norwell. You think
and
that's going to hurt?
In both cases, it was the right thing to do.
I agree. There's no way we're going to make Norwell the highest paid guard in the league. Making Trey Turner a top five guard. And, Star, I thought that loss would hurt us. But, you know, then we signed Don Terry Poe, and it's kind of hard not to think that that might even be an upgrade.
Yeah, so, I couldn't believe how much Star got, be honest with you. I was hoping we could negotiate and get a decent contract with him. I understand they did make him an offer, but it wasn't even close.
Yeah. And Poe was still on the market even. You'd think that they'd have gave him a look. I guess it was, McDermott had his eyes on Star.
Yep.
All I could think of. I mean, he knew what he was getting.
Well, that's it. You know, you work with somebody, you're comfortable with it, you know how to work, you know, with them and set them up to succeed. So I can understand it. But I remembered when Don Terry Poe went through the combine, and he was just killing it as far as athletically.
Yeah, for someone his size.
Remember, he owned it, DTs, the nose tackles.
Yeah.
Just outstanding. So I'm kind of excited to see what he does.
Yeah, I mean, at first they kind of made fun of him because he was just so fat looking, but he was athletic. I mean, for 350, dude can move.
Yeah.
So if Taylor Moton jumps in at left guard and plays defense, Torrey Smith pans out and actually stretches the field, and you know maybe the other two guys stay healthy and Bird and Samuel, then the only other question mark is the secondary. And I'm still not feeling it. I guess we're going to have to invest some draft picks in it.
Well, I like Cockrell coming in.
Yeah,
I think that was
a good move.
And then they've got Gunter. You don't know what you got with Gunter.
Yeah. But Darian, the Denoris Searcy, I mean, I liked him coming out of college. They got some potential.
I haven't really talked about people getting drafted this year, other than I'd say, well, I think he's a second rounder. I like him for the team, but I wouldn't take him in the first. I'd take him in the second. But I've never really said who I'd like to see the Panthers get this year particularly. And I would like for them to get Jesse Bates from Wake Forest.
Jesse Bates.
Yeah, Bates III from Wake Forest, free safety. I really like him.
Huh. A free safety.
Yep.
All right, well, he's only hit on these guys, so... Looks like he went to the combine.
If we get him, we're going to have to do something. I don't think he's going to get to our second-round pick. He might. A lot of people don't have him rated as highly as I do.
Well, he's a safety. He was the top performer in the three-cone drill and the 20-yard shuttle and the 60-yard shuttle. So that kind of stuff. He's 6'1", 200, ran a 4.5, not too bad.
Wow.
He is a true free safety.
That's the thing that I like. He's not a combination guy, you know, like a lot of people are really loving on Reed out of Stanford. But this guy is a true safety, and I like the idea of having somebody protecting deep. You know, we've had so many people that take the bad angle and let people get behind them, and I know it always happens, and every team has that, but we've had more than our share with the Nakamura's and such.
Well, that would be one of my complaints about Kurt Coleman this past season.
Right.
Was he did get caught on some angles. Let's see. What are we looking like here at safety and cornerback now? Safety, we got Mike Adams, Demetrius Cox, Colin Jones, of course, Damian Parms, whoever the hell that is, Denoris Searcy, I mentioned, and Desmond Southward. So, shit. It's, you know, Mike Adams.
And we really only have three safeties out of all those you listed is really Cox and Southward.
Yeah.
And Southward has been on the roster borderline for several years.
Well,
you know, one of those guys that's hanging on at the edge of the roster.
So, I tell you, a first-round defensive back
or
a cornerback or a safety seems like so a cornerback, of course, we got Bradbury. But then our other options, Corn Elder, we don't really know what we got in him. Of course, Cockrell, we've mentioned, Gunter. Captain Munnerlin. Again, I, you know, kind of look at him as he's a slot cornerback. I know
sort
he thinks he can play the outside.
We've got Elder, Munnerlin, and Sanchez that are all sort of slot guys, I think.
And Kevon Seymour. Yeah, Seymour.
He played outside some. He was the one that was spelling Worley last year.
Yeah. He's only a second-year player. I thought he was more veteran than that. Well, you know, he might come around then. I didn't realize he was that young.
Yeah. That was one that I didn't understand. Really, I understand why he did it, but I didn't understand the trade that he made to bring in
Torrey
Smith. Because the reason I say that he did that was that way, they didn't let Torrey Smith get cut, and then you were fighting with 31 other teams to get him to come to your program. You know? I understand that. They wanted him, and they went out and got him. That's fine. But I really had the feeling, and I've been saying this since he brought in, Worley would have been a better safety than he would cornerback. So if you didn't like what he was doing at cornerback, why didn't you at least give him a try at safety?
Hmm. Probably not a bad question.
But that was just my opinion, and what do I know? I live in Goose Creek.
I live in Goose Creek. You got Dave Gettleman's signature, his autograph.
I do. Okay.
You stayed at the Holiday Inn Express?
Lately.
Huh. I still have this Dave Gettleman news feed. I keep getting,
that was
you know, alert.
Kicker on me in the off season so far is the trade. I understand why they did it. Like I said, he was assured of getting the guy that he wanted. But I would have fought. I'd have fought for him. Tell him, you know, this is a good spot for you. And made my case and try to bring him in that way. I don't think I would have made that trade.
After he got cut, you mean? After he got cut,
yeah. And there was backups, you know. There were other ways to fill that slot if he didn't come.
Well. And Worley, he looks like an afterthought in Philadelphia, poor guy. I mean, maybe we're trying to do
the whole Kalen Clay deal is where we trade away a guy and then think, oh, we're just going to cut him and we'll pick him back up and bring him back after you cut him.
I wouldn't be really amazed if something like that happened.
It'd be like you trade somebody for a dog and they take the dog and the dog runs away and comes back home, you know. I don't know, that might be a bad analogy, comparing dogs to players.
Or you could say ex-wives or something.
Ex-wives. Okay, no, that ain't any better.
That's not a good analogy.
Oh, let's see. I see we got Bobby out on the line, a couple others. You guys hold on here. We'll get you online here. Again, this community call. If anyone else out there listening wants to dial in and tell us what you think about the Panthers offseason. We haven't talked draft yet as far as what the Panthers might do. I saw some smart ass in the comment thread said, I hope they trade out of the first round. That would suck. Yeah,
I'd
wait all night. Huh?
I'd mind if they traded out of the first round.
Well, it'd make the second night a lot more exciting, I would assume.
If they could get early second round picks for our first and our second round, I think we'd get two starters for our team. I'm not sure we'll
probably
get a starter with the second round pick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, where the second is. Well,
yeah.
You know, and at that 24 spot. I got a question.
24 and 55.
Would you trade the number 24 for Odell Beckham Jr.? No.
No. Why would I trade for him? Why would I trade for him and then have to come up with $20 million for him to show up at camp?
No, that's true. That's true.
You know, I was listening today on NFL Network, some of the talking heads said, oh, well, the Rams could give up their number 23 first-round pick and maybe something else. And I'm thinking, why would you do that when you have to take on that kind of debt for that kind of a headache? This guy saying he's not going to show up. He's under contract,
that's
and
true.
He's not going to show up.
That's a good point. I mean, God, the Rams got to be out of money at some damn point. Right?
Yeah, and like I said, if it was just a matter of the draft pick, 23 draft pick, okay, I'd probably do it if he wasn't who he is right now. But
right.
To take him on with his demands, the physical,
right, not know if he's
going to
pay or not.
I would not do it. I'd tell him we'll stay home and don't get a paycheck at all.
Yeah.
And this might be another situation for Dave Gettleman, just like Norman. But Gettleman isn't invested in Beckham like he was with Norman. He's new coming in. He can tell Beckham, you know, don't show up then. Stay home. I know New York would not like it. Just tell him, I'm not paying him $20 million. And then let other teams make offers. I think they're doing it just right. They said, you know, nobody is, you know, untouchable. Give us the right offers and we'll send him. You're going to send me some idiot was saying that Browns could give them the number four and the number 33 pick in the draft for Beckham. If somebody came to me with that for Beckham, I'd say, thank you. I appreciate it. Done. Deal.
Yeah. I'm with you. Yeah, who was saying that? I mean, I'm thinking just a first-round pick.
Oh, I think it was the history, NFL history guy that's on Good Morning Football. what's his name?
Okay.
I can't come up with it off the top of my head.
Yeah.
He's in Orlando right now covering that.
All right. We hit the 30-minute mark. We let Bobby on the line. He's been waiting patiently. What's up, Bobby? Catch him at the bathroom.
Hello.
There he is.
Can you hear me?
I hear you now.
All right. I just listened in tonight, guys, on the road. Just trying to get my head around this draft. What do you guys think we're looking at in the first round? What are we looking for?
I'm seeing cornerbacks. That's the early predictions are cornerbacks. Josh Johnson or Jair Alexander or something. That's what I've seen recently.
You know, a lot of people, Bucky Brooks, and then they did some of their first mock draft. They had us going after that wide receiver out there at Oklahoma State, that James Washington. But you know, with all these wide receivers we picked up, Jarius Wright as well. I just don't know if wide receivers in the first round, and I think you might be right. We might come out heavy on defense. So I don't know. I don't know where they're going.
Well, you know, Washington would be a great fit with the Panthers, but I don't think he's a first-round pick.
Really?
Yeah. He's 6 foot tall, and he's built like a running back.
Yeah, he looks like a running back. You're right.
Ball, but he's not the prototypical big outside receiver with the speed that you're looking for. He's got a different kind of game. But he would actually be a good fit for the Panthers, but I don't believe he's worth the first-round pick.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not the only wide receiver. Whenever I hear them say, he runs like a running back, Bill, you know, I'm like, shit, that's Curtis Samuel, you know. Do we need another one of those guys?
He's a lot more built than Samuel.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he's
more powerful. And like I said, he'll fight for the ball. He's a good receiver.
Now, I think if Sony Michel is sitting there, that'd be tough to pass on him. Some people say he's a second-round pick.
And that's where I split with you on that one, too.
You what?
I like Sony Michel, but anybody that – 1 out of 50 carries fumbles the ball, I hesitate.
Because that's
a killer. When you're in your end of the field and they fumble, or whether you're getting ready to go in for a touchdown and you fumble away the ball, that kills any momentum your team builds up over the course of a game. Those are deadly.
Very good point.
You know, I've seen Sam Hubbard.
Now, actually, I like – if you look at Rashad Penny – out of San Diego State. He is sort of in between Chubb and Michael Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
And also he's good at pass protection. He's an excellent receiver. I like him a lot. I'd pick him in the second round and put him back there, and we'd be set for years. We'd have the 1-2 again.
Hey, GC, what do you know about that center from Arkansas, that Ramsick guy that didn't participate in the combine? Have you seen anything on him?
Yeah, there's a lot of people very high on him. Some of them have him as the number one center. I haven't looked at a lot of his film, but I know from what I've seen, they're expecting him to go in the second round, maybe the third round. But a lot of people are putting James Daniels, ahead of him. But he's right in the same ballpark. He's actually bigger than Daniels. That's what Daniels is lacking. Daniels has got excellent footwork. He's a good technician, but he's not as strong as right now.
That's it. Yeah, man. That'd be fun to see what they do.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Like I know we were talking about quarterback in the first, but I would love to see Isaiah Wynn drop to us in the first round. I would pick him. He would be my first pick.
The guard?
He played tackle for Georgia this year, and he was SEC lineman of the week twice during the regular season. But he's only like 6'3". And he was playing tackle and winning awards in the SEC. He's strong. He's got quick feet. He'd be perfect for our guard position for pulling. And also, I believe he's smart enough and strong enough and mobile enough that he could come in and play guard this year and then be working as a backup to Khalil in practices. And when Khalil leaves, he could move to center, and he would be an all-pro center. And it's easier to get a guard than it is to get a good center, really.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be my thinking on him.
Hmm.
But at one time when I first started looking at him, I wrote a post about some people that we could bring in as centers in the draft this year, and I think it was like October maybe that I wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had him down there, and at the time nobody was talking about him. I said we might get him in the third or fourth round, you know, and now they're talking about he might be picked in the first 15 picks.
Wow.
Okay. And I've seen like a dozen draft mocks that they've all got Seattle taking him at 18.
Seattle could use him, that's for sure. Yeah, I'm not sure we got too many moves left in us, free agents-wise. That's why I think we're going to spend probably one or two draft picks on the secondary. If you had a cornerback and a safety, I think first round we're going to go best player available, kind of like we always have. After that, who knows?
Are we in the market for a linebacker? With Thomas Davis' thing going out?
Not real early, I don't think. I think we can use one, but I don't think we're going to go at him early.
Yeah, we seem to like the mid-round picks on those guys. But
maybe the captain or something. Dorian O'Daniel or something. He would be an interesting pick.
Boy, I didn't see this before, but Rivera really poo-pooed old Daryl Worley. So what did he say here?
I wonder how much
go back,
of that is.
Yeah, look.
The kickback
I don't think
got
Daryl was taking the next. Yeah, I don't think Daryl was taking the next step in our situation, set of circumstances, felt like a chance, let him go somewhere else and grow. I mean, that's a throwaway sentence right there, but they just didn't see the growth in him.
Like I said, and that was sort of the after Carolina was getting some pushback from the Charlotte Press and all about the trade. Defending it.
Well, you know, the thing about getting Torrey Smith, he's got a pretty high drop rate. I mean, it's almost a repeat of what we heard about Ted Ginn when we signed him the first time. And that worked out pretty good. Again, two different players, but still, I would have thought Torrey Smith had a better catch rate than Ted Ginn did. I was surprised that he had such a high drop rate.
Yeah.
This whole Brashad Breeland thing was an old muff up. You think there's a chance we bring him back later, maybe after his foot heals? You think he might be done in the NFL?
When they said he needed a skin graft, I think it was a good thing to hold off.
Oh, yeah. No doubt, but it doesn't sound like career threatening.
No.
Nobody's going to sign him. Nobody's going to sign him until the surgery's done and they get an assessment on it. So, I don't know. I just wonder if they said, look, you know, we got a avoidance contract, but, you know, we still want you. It'd be just a nice addition to get maybe later on around training camp.
Yeah. And that's another thing about you say not bringing anybody else in. And when the cut downs come, you know, they only do two cuts downs now. They do one midway through camp, one right before the season starts. So that's a big cut down to the 53-man roster. And that's when people are going to start cutting players because they got to make the cap. You know, people they shifting people around because of the cap. And you'll see some good players get cut. And we can always pick up somebody then. If it's, you know, when you're talking about a veteran, it wouldn't take them that long to assimilate into the to the team, particularly like a quarterback playing defense. It's not like trying to get integrated with an offense.
According to SpotTrack, we've only got $6.2 million in cap space left. So you need about five to sign your rookies, right? That's our top 51 cap space.
Well, you know, some of those numbers, they include money taken out for the rookies. So I don't know whether they're one that takes the money out for rookies or not.
Yeah. I'm not sure either. It doesn't really say.
I don't worry about the money too much because I've never had any in my life. So I just... let somebody else deal with that.
I hear you. I'm the same way.
Oh. I'm going to Dallas.
Gonna take it by storm. So, I just wonder if we're gonna be near Falcons. Not have to do some heckling.
I'm looking at the TV right now. I've got it on. But on NFL Network, they just named Isaiah Wynn the number two interior offensive lineman in the draft behind Quint.
Who is?
Isaiah Wynn, the guy from Georgia that played tackle that's going to be a guard in the NFL.
I've seen us taking I saw a mock draft with us taking the Hernandez guy, which to me I thought was a little lazy. Just, oh, we lost Norwell, so they want to replace him.
That's
not really the way the Panthers work.
He's a monster. Hernandez is a monster.
He'd be a nice, I'm curious to see what Taylor Moton can do there. So I'm not that worried about it. I'm going to miss the white buffalo. But yay for him, man. He worked his ass off. I mean, we got a deal for how many seasons? Four seasons?
Yep. You can't look back. That's one of those you pat him on the back, say thanks for and send him on down the line.
Yeah. Especially for that kind of money.
Well, that's it. We couldn't do anything to stop that. Not be a legitimate team because we'd cut the roster apart trying to keep him.
How about all that money we threw at Graham Gano?
Well, you know, I was with you last year when they didn't cut him when we had Butker there. I thought Butker was the smart move. But...
yeah, they would have saved them some money. Ain't no doubt about it.
Probably about $500,000.
And they could have had the greatest kicker of all time on their roster. But instead, they're paying Gano $3.4 million a season, or at least in this year.
They just didn't want one of those engineers from Georgia Tech.
Oh, the butt kicker. He would have been great. Yeah, I'm 30 years old. Yeah.
In the words of Ted Ginn, I thought that was a fumble.
I mean, shit, 3.4 is where it starts. And he gets 3.7, 4.5, 5.2. Jeez, we signed him like he's fucking goat kicker of all time. He better live up to this shit. Yeah. They definitely fumbled the whole damn kicker thing last year when they had two kickers. I don't know if they're trying to trade him or whatever, and then they end up just cutting Bucker. I don't know. That was just – it was muffed up. I'd really like to hear the backstory behind what the hell happened with the kicker situation last year. Did they really
fear.
Like Bucker, and were they trying to trade Gano, or was it the other
fear
way around?
Fear of the unknown.
Yeah, fear of the unknown, right. Yeah.
Hey, you get comfortable with somebody, it's easy to do some stupid thing like that. I think even Oldie would have rather had butt kicker than Gano, and he played at Florida State, so, you know, that's pretty tough.
Yeah.
Oldie pulls for everybody from Florida State.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think North Turner's going to do for us?
I think he's going to move the chains more. That's for sure. I think when he's got Cam's big arm, we're going to see a lot more deep passes, more stretch in the field. Just somebody, hopefully that's a little less fucking predictable than Mike Shula was. Though something I did learn a couple weeks ago that I didn't know to give Mike Shula props for is he's apparently the one that came up with Cam Newton giving the football away.
Yeah, I heard that.
I read that somewhere. Yeah, good idea.
Yeah.
One good thing you left us with there, Mikey.
I'm trying to stay open minded and stay optimistic. I'm thinking he's going to get a lot better work out of the running game than what we've had too.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm optimistic on. I wasn't exactly enamored with Wilkes. With the defense, with all the man from the corners and all the blitzes.
Yeah. Well, he blitzed
so
like a mofo.
We'll have
there
more
ain't no
turnover.
Doubt about it. Yeah, he was a blitzer. I think Washington's gonna try to do just more seven man fronts and rely on his front four to get pressure.
I'd like to see that. And Poe might be helping with that.
Yeah, I think so. So either you guys, I guess you've seen that Cameron, you know, Cap's going to get a shot at replacing Stewart, which I'm all for. I thought Cap had ran the ball last year. I mean, in his limited action, he ran the ball pretty good, particularly in the preseason. I thought he looked damn good. I don't know why he's getting trashed so massively on the blog. What do you guys think?
He had one fumble this year, I think, that was kind of at a critical point or something that, I don't know, I think he needs to know he's going to get some carries, you know? Kind of like if you're in a basketball game and, you know, you miss the first two shots and you know you're coming out. I guess you just got to know he's going to get more of a chance.
Yeah.
But he's definitely quicker out of – he's definitely quicker out of the set position than Stu was. You know, Stu had to get a little momentum going. And, you know, he definitely had more explosiveness. So I don't know. Who knows, man? He may really emerge.
I'm not as
upset about it.
Because some people, like I said, I like Penny a lot because of the pass protection and the receiving out of the backfield along with his running.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, maybe Cap has gotten better with pass protection. I don't know. He was sort of a disappointment to me.
It's a deep class. We could pick somebody fourth, fifth round and, you know, running back, deep class for running back. So that certainly wouldn't hurt my feelings. It just, if we don't draft a running back, I think I'm okay with those three entering the season and room for a fourth, whoever that may win that job. Again, don't understand why so many of them are like, oh, Cap is trash. I'm like, trash? He's not trash. Come on now. I do remember the fumble you're talking about, though.
Mm-hmm.
It was, yeah. Was it on a kickoff?
Samuel had one.
Yeah.
Samuel had one, I think, in the Chicago game. If my memory serves me right, but both of them had kind of a high profile fumble last year, and I don't know, I just think he needs to, you know, get more work in. And
I don't know, his career stats aren't showing any fumbles. Maybe that was a preseason game.
Maybe it was. Maybe I'm thinking of the Samuel fumble. It was the little pitch, remember Cam pitched it to him or something, and
yeah,
went to the ground, and I think he picked it up. The guy took it to the house.
Guy just sort of took it away from him.
Yeah.
Hell, they probably didn't fault him for that, even though he probably should have had the ball.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I'd like a hard-hitting safety in the draft. I want an enforcer back there. We need somebody that's going to make an impact in the passing game on defense. You know, in the secondary, laying some hits on these damn receivers that just run freely across the field on us. We've kind of missed that.
Gonna have to be careful now with the new rule getting passed today.
I've read that, and I couldn't. I mean, they told me what language was removed, but I couldn't really figure out, it wasn't real apparent to me, shall I say, what type of plays might change because of that.
Well, before you couldn't hit a defenseless player, and that's gone away. It's now you just can't hit anybody with the crown of your helmet. You can't drop your head and hit them with the crown of the helmet, no matter what the circumstance.
Oh, okay. What else?
And I kind of like it, and I would even like to see it expanded, that they're going to start actually ejecting players from the game. I mean, it's going to hurt us at times, just like it's going to hurt everybody else. But if they do it all the same, I'm all in favor of it. But I want it expanded. I want people like, you know, Aqib Talib taking, you know, our wide receiver and throwing him out of bounds by his face mask. What was that, Brown? In Super Bowl 50?
Yeah.
Guy should have been ejected.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Gronkowski going back and hitting the guy after the play is over when he's out of bounds, laying on the ground, and go out there and work him over. He should have been ejected. Period.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know,
they need to have that at least as an option. It's like it's not even an option
perfect.
Right now.
Cincinnati. He's going out there mugging people when they're down underneath a pile of players, and you see him there working people over and grabbing Greg Olsen's ankle and doing the, who was the guy for Ravens that he was trying to break his ribs with an elbow, you know? He should have been ejected.
Right.
That's the
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I would love to see him start cleaning that up. That, there's no need for it.
I agree.
I'd even like to see him call a personal foul when you see a guy getting up off another guy when he makes a tackle and he reaches down and puts his head on top hand on top of the other guy's helmet and drives his head into the turf while he's pushing to get up, like, well, I'm just getting up. You know, that's stupid. Bush League, kick him 15 yards on that. Don't kick him out the game, but charge him 15 yards and they'll quit it.
Yeah.
You wonder why you see that in high school football and all that other, because they see it in the pros. Just get rid of that crap.
Good point. I think the most under-the-radar signing we could have is Jarius Wright. He could be a keeper.
Yeah, I like that.
Because he can get separation. He'd be a really key third-down guy for us that makes that two or three, maybe four key catches every game where, you know, the defense is really focused on Olsen and Funchess. You know, and where in the past Cam acted like he had nothing else to throw to.
Yeah, he's just an old-time chain mover.
Exactly. I think that's what we need. I think that's what they're kind of going back to with Jericho Cotchery. Thing they're kind of trying to channel. God, we got a ton of damn wide receivers on the roster, though. Still got Russell Shepard. So we got, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Got 11 wide receivers. 11. Yeah, here's who I've never heard of. Rashid Bailey. 6'1". Delaware Valley. Yeah, it's a camp.
Yeah,
body.
He's a future guy.
Yeah.
He's
Austin
one of the
Duke,
future.
No, he's in his second go-around. He's one of those futures contracts. Same with Mose Frazier. I think he's more of a potential kick returner. Jamal Jones out of Montana. Fred
he's
Ross
a future guy also.
I like Fred Ross.
He's coming off. We got Fred Ross, Curtis Samuel, and Demir Byrd all coming back off the injured reserve list.
Yep. They can just stay healthy. They can help us.
So half of them are going to be gone when the season starts. So.
Yeah. So what else can we expect going to Jerry World?
I don't know. I figure we'll probably go out. We're going to first get there on Thursday and then go, and we'll probably be at the stadium until midnight.
Yeah.
At least, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock. Maybe we can grab a couple of Dallas cheerleaders and tell them to show us nightlife.
We'll bring him with our episode of Cat Scratch Radio that night, the midnight version with Dallas cheerleaders.
There you go.
Because we don't film it, nobody will believe it.
Well, you'd have to change the starting music for that episode. It'd have to wacka wacka wow wow wacka wacka wow wow.
Brown chicken brown cow. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be like my first trip to Comic-Con. Went to Comic-Con. All my family wanted to go, so I went with them, you know, out of San Diego.
Uh-huh.
I said, well, I go, you know, and I was just looking around. And all of a sudden, there's three playmates from the Playboy Club in there. And my wife says, go over there and get your picture taken. So I walk over there and said, you mind if I get my picture taken with you guys? Oh, no. Next thing I know, one of them's hanging on my leg, and one of them's hanging around my neck, and the other one's got my shoulders. I said, damn, I ought to come here more often. And the boss is telling me to go get the picture.
That's right. We just go enjoy yourself, honey. All right.
If I have to.
They're not top cats. They're not top cats, but they'll do. That'll do, donkey.
Oh, well. Who can we talk bad about?
Bill Belichick.
Oh, he's a dork.
I don't know. Who's been the stupidest team this offseason? Got different, you know, awards. Cleveland's been active as hell. It seems like they're doing better. I think the whole Minnesota with them pissing all over Case Keenum and then they give Kirk Cousins all that money, I just got a feeling that's going to blow up in their face.
Yeah, I do too.
I just wouldn't be surprised if Case Keenum has a better year this year than Kirk Cousins.
Where did Keenum end up?
He ended up in Denver. Where'd he go?
Yeah, he's in Denver.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing is their offensive line is gone to shit. So that's the one thing is Minnesota's like, well, we got one of the best offensive lines in front of him, and that's why he had such a great year. It's like, well, okay. but assuming that, I don't know. I thought Keenan threw the ball. I just found that the comments from their coach about which case Keenum's going to show up. It's like, well, shit. How many games did he need to prove it to you down the stretch there?
Well, that's sort of like the Ron Rivera talking bad about Worley. You know, they're all defending themselves, defending their moves. CYA, as they say.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like he was a third-round draft pick for a guy that might have been on the waiver wire if he'd have waited another week. So, yeah, you're right. It does. It did come across as kind of more excuse making. They haven't announced the comp picks yet, right?
Yeah, the comp picks have all gone out.
They did go out. Okay. What the hell? Oh, they did. Did we didn't get shit, did we?
No, we did not.
Yeah. That's why I missed it, because we didn't get anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Surprising, but definitely get one next year, I think, right?
Unless we have somebody that got signed away from us get injured where they don't play too many games.
Yeah. I mean, for Poe, you know, Lotulelei and involuntary Poe should kind of cancel each other out. And then we got the Norwell thing.
But what I'm saying is, like, say that Starr got injured and only played in 6 games, then that wipes him out. So we would lose our comp pick, if that makes sense to you.
In an NFL screwed up way, yeah. As much as the fucking catch rule does, yeah. where are we at time wise? We still got a little bit of time left. I was just perusing the signing list. Got the big Haas tackle Zach Banner. I think he's just a camp body, though. He's a big ass boy. Right, he's the guy that was pushing 380 or something.
Yeah, didn't we have him before or not? Maybe not.
I think so.
I remember seeing him in college. He played for Southern Cal, and he was getting pushed, and I didn't particularly like him. I saw him play against UCLA, and UCLA just abused him.
Yeah. At some point, they get too damn big. Did Charles Johnson retire? Did I see that? He's still out there, though, right?
He's still out there, as far as I don't think I've heard of an announcement of him retiring.
I mean,
now,
big
Charles
money made
Johnson,
some damn money.
I believe he might have retired.
Who?
Charles Johnson, the receiver.
Oh, yeah. Melvin says he's just currently a free agent. Looking for a team. I think he's going to have a hard time finding somebody to pay him more than $1.5 million, and he'd probably be like, screw it, I ain't going to play for that.
He doesn't need it.
He sure as hell doesn't. Dude made over $100 million.
Well, he's big into this construction of low-income housing and all that other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got a restaurant and
he'll
all,
probably
I
retire.
Think, right now.
I mean, he's been a Panther guy. If the Panthers don't actually come back to him at some point to round out the roster, or maybe he'll try and stay in shape and be a midseason ad somewhere.
Yeah.
But
well, you know, I have a little bit of hard feelings for him, but you sort of have to deal with it. That's the way life is. But he took every penny he could get out of the Panthers on his last contract, if you remember, because Atlanta was wanting to – he was using Atlanta as leverage against the Panthers for him not going, you know, leaving.
Yeah. Yeah.
They paid him a lot more than they should have.
Well, that's his last two contracts, isn't it?
Yeah.
His big money contract and the one he got before after that.
Yeah. Well, the first one you're sort of he's coming out and it's time to pay him because he didn't get a lot of money when he first came into the league, and you say, well, it's sort of a payback to a degree. But that next contract was ridiculous. But it wasn't so ridiculous that the Panthers wouldn't do it, so you know.
Yeah, he made a lot of money on that. I think that was when Herney signed all of them before that lockout or something.
Yeah.
He went on a spending spree, man. And Charles made a lot of money.
Him and Stewart made a lot of money at that time.
Yep. Sure did.
Yep. That's right. We actually had him under contract, but we cut him, saved ourselves $3 million. But, yeah, he made $4 million last year. Oh, I know he's gonna kill. See what his cash earnings are. I hate to even see it for how much money this guy's made. $74 million.
Wow.
He should be okay. We should feel bad for him.
Oh, man.
When we signed him in 2011, the big Herney deal, he got $30 million signing bonus.
Mm.
I forgot about that. That's what was really the eye popper there. Was the
yeah, that's
30
what I said. He used all that leverage of not going to Atlanta. If you don't sign me, I'm going to Atlanta.
Oh, my God. Yep. So, yeah, he made $34 million that year. 2011 was a good year. He should, like, circle that, paint it in his fucking living room. Yeah. Wow. Well, like you said, he, you know, go dilly-dally with some low-cost rental housing or whatever. And not worry about a damn thing. yeah, I think I'd be hanging this shit up to 31 years old. 31.
Yeah, he just didn't have it last year. Julius Peppers was all over the place and couldn't even find CJ.
He wasn't even holding edge like he used to. You know, even if he wasn't getting to the passer, if he'd have kept the edge like he used to, he'd have been valuable, but he wasn't holding anymore.
Nope. It'll still be interesting to see who starts in his spot, though, because I think Addison's going to stay on the right side, and I think they're really going to want Pep to be in that reserve third down package. So, you know, could the second-year player jump up there? Could it be Wes Horton? Could it be
Deshaun Hall?
Yeah, well, that's who I was thinking of to begin with there. But, yeah, we don't really know what we got in that guy.
And that's Brian why I could see if it fell out the right way, we might even pick a defensive end in the first round.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I guarantee you if one of those pass rushers is there, they'll take it. I mean, they'd be crazy not to. And actually, that's a sleeper pick, actually, is for us to take a defensive end pass rusher. Wouldn't surprise me at all, because we really do kind of have a hole in the lineup for one. Who are you really going to start there? If you're really going to say, hey, Pep, you're 38 and you're in a reserve role, so who's, you know, Wes Horton or Brian Cox or Deshaun Hall? I mean, you got two rookies. And then, you know, the Wes Horton, you kind of be rotate him in. It'd probably be Horton on first and second down and go from there.
That Sam Hubbard has been showing up in some mock drafts. He's a defensive end, I think, what, from Ohio State or something?
Yep.
Or else Davenport from Texas San Antonio or Landry from Boston College. I like both of them better than I like Hubbard.
Mm-hmm. And there were people that were mocking them to us, and then suddenly they started going a lot earlier in the mock.
Wow.
So who knows?
Well, Davenport had a really good Senior Bowl and got some attention, and then he showed fairly well at the combine.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's going to be interesting to see who takes that kid out of Central Florida, you know, the kid with the missing the hand. That's going to
Griffin.
Be an interesting.
Shaquem Griffin.
Yeah.
He sure didn't make you feel like he was missing a hand at all, did he?
No, man.
No.
That bench press, man, he had that little attachment. He went to war with that thing.
Yeah.
Mike Mayock loves it.
Does he? That doesn't surprise me. I didn't actually get to watch a lot of the draft the combine this year. Tied up, but
the tight end competition was a little interesting. They had that kid from Penn State, and then the boy from South Carolina, and
I like
there was a third one in there. Yeah.
Again, I'm not well, know that I'd go. Arden Key was it was LSU. That's who I was trying to think of. Arden Key. Some people have him slipping down to us. Defensive end,
right.
LSU. But yeah, what were we talking about? The tight end.
Tight ends. I don't know whether he's talking about the kid from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Fumagalli, or else a guy from South Dakota. A lot of people like him. Go Dirt.
Yeah. Want to begin with a G. It's
either Godert or Gesicki. It's one from Penn State.
Yeah,
Godert or something.
It was something like that. He seemed more. He was more the pass catcher, where Hurst is kind of more the bigger kid
all around.
Yeah, more three down tight end.
Fellas, I'm home. I'm going inside. I enjoyed it tonight.
All right, man. Take care, Bobby.
All right, you guys.
Thanks for coming in.
Appreciate what you do,
man.
Appreciate
it.
I like Hayden Hurst.
GC, we had a
I
you like Hayden Hurst.
I like him. And a lot of people don't like him because he's older. What is he, 25? Because
yeah.
He played pro baseball for a couple of years, two or three years. But
this might push him down in the draft a little bit, but I still think he's going to be a good player. He just got NFL
body. But, you know, you
got
to figure
it out.
Baseball and been on the road and dealing with all that. He's a lot more mature than most of them coming in. He'd come in, look at it like a job, and get with it.
No doubt about it.
And after he's done with his rookie contract, he'd still be young enough to get another full contract under the belt before you start worrying about him getting old.
Exactly. I mean, I just think that's a little short-sighted these days because, I mean, hell, even when you get completely lucky and you find the diamond in the rough, Andrew Norwell, you pay him peanuts for 4 years, and then you're still losing because his market value is so damn high. You know, it could happen with somebody like a Hurst.
Oh, yeah.
Get him in the second round, you know, maybe he might even fall to the third, and then he busts out.
I think you might be able to get him to
the third. Yeah.
Like I said, with his age dropping him back.
Yeah.
When you think about how many people do you draft that you keep for 10, 11 years, there's
not many.
Two or three players on your team that you do that with. The Keekleys and the Cams and the, you know, TDs. Rest of them are all rotating in and out.
I like the thought of a safety in the first round. It's Ronnie Harrison, Alabama. He's a big hitter.
He's a free, strong safety, yeah.
Yeah, he's a strong safety, yeah. He's more of a in-the-box, tough defender. Now, Justin Reed, now he can play all over the field, right?
Right. That's
Reed's
his
younger brother.
He can play anywhere.
Speaking of Eric Reed, you know, he's still out there, the free agent, and they won't sign him because of the whole kneeling thing.
I don't think it is. You know, he's saying that, and they're putting that out there. But I don't think that's what it is. The guy was tore up. They don't know whether he can run anymore.
Really?
I would be hesitant to bring him in. You know?
That
you don't know how somebody's coming back.
Part.
Huh?
Yeah. So he ended last season injured?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I mean, you'll take a chance with him, but I wouldn't go out there and put him in the first 2 days of free agency going out and beating down walls, you know, to get to him. He'll be on a team. He just won't get the money he wants because he wants to get on there now. That's why he came out and said, I'm not going to be taking a knee this year. You know, he's trying to generate some interest, but I think they're going to hold off on him.
Yeah,
he might not get signed until after the draft. People see what they got.
See Walter. So Jesse Bates. So this is the guy I need to be high on, huh? Maybe we get him in the third round.
No, I don't think he's going to get there. I've seen him rated as far as like 115, 120, and I've also seen him going in the first round. I think he's going to go in the middle of the second round. He is the true free safety in the draft. He's a better free safety than Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Fitzpatrick is the one that can play free safety and also come up and play the slot receiver. You know, that's what makes him valuable. But as far as a deep safety, Bates would be number one on the list for me. And not everybody needs them, and not everybody uses them anymore. They do so much of the combo guys, but I like the idea of somebody as a safety net at the back of the defense.
Absolutely. That's what our defense needs.
Right.
How about this Quentin Nelson? People are saying he should be a top three pick. This guard out of Notre Dame, 6'5".
He is a monster. He
looks like.
Some people had him rated as the top player in the draft as far as grading out from film. They had him above Mark Chubb as far as grades on the field. Just the position isn't as...
Some scouts
you know,
have given him higher grades than they did Logan Mankis, David DeCastro, or Brandon Scherff. Wow.
Not only did they do that this year, they did it last year, too. He's consistent. You know, it's not like having a good year coming into the draft. He's been there and put it on film.
Yeah. He's probably going to slide between in the 5 to 10 spot. Somebody's going to be very lucky to get him.
I don't think he'll go before 5 just because there's going to be so many quarterbacks gone early.
Yeah.
He'll drop to the top 10.
Probably 8 to 10, yeah. Maybe even a little bit further. The Bucks would be crazy to pass on him at 7.
Just according to who falls down to him, like I said, with the quarterbacks being taken, you don't know.
Yeah.
Bucks might go with somebody like Fitzpatrick or something.
Well,
it'll be interesting.
Well,
this draft is really going to be up in the air. And it's all because the quarterbacks are going to be tearing up the early rounds and push people back, and it's going to take needs away from people, you know?
That's what I was telling somebody the other day. I can't remember a draft where there's so much different consensus on who the top quarterback is amongst so many different players. Like, there's 4 of them. They keep, you know, the Mayfield, Darnold, and then the 2 Joshes. They keep flipping around and saying, everybody's got probably 3 of the 4 in the top 5 picks. It's like, it's just crazy. It's just weird. It'd be interesting to see how it, you know, 2 or 3 seasons from now, how it all flushes out, who was right and who was wrong about certain people. But it certainly should make the first round interesting while we are there for every pick, for the number of trades that will probably happen before we get there.
Well, if the number one pick isn't a quarterback, I'll be flopping on the ground inside Dallas Stadium. I know some people have said they're going to take Barkley, but I don't believe it. They've got to go quarterback.
But they could get a quarterback at 4. Well, see, that's just it. Is they could go quarterback, get their quarterback, and Barkley could still be there at number 4.
Yeah, but you know, if they really wanted Barkley instead of taking him at 1, the way things are right now, they have so much capital. They have so many picks. You don't think if they went to the Giants and said, we're going to give you our number 4 and the first and third pick in the second round to move those 2 spots, when Giants aren't going for a quarterback anyway, they wouldn't take it. Then the Browns would have number one and number two, and they could get any two they wanted.
Yep.
So if they're not making that move, saying they're not that high on Barkley, they're looking at getting a quarterback, and they'll take Barkley if he's there, but they'll get a guard, or they'll get a defensive back, or they'll get a defensive end. You know, whoever falls to them, be that Chubb, Fitzpatrick, Quentin Nelson. You know, they'll get somebody with that fourth pick. But they've got to go quarterback with the first.
The Browns would take a quarterback, and you know the Jets are going to take a quarterback at number three. So it's what do the Giants do? Do they take Barkley or not? Or do they get, you know, Eli Manning's replacement?
Right. That's going to be interesting.
That will be an interesting pick.
And you know what? As good as Barkley is, if I were the Giants, I would probably take a quarterback. I really would.
Yeah. I mean, they got Jonathan Stewart now.
Yeah. But, I mean, how long is Eli going to hold on to that job?
Right. He was about
and how,
cash.
If,
last
even
year.
If they get better – and they have a mediocre season, an 8-8 season. You're not going to get that level of quarterback again. You're at number two. You have to take advantage of it. If you want a quarterback, you better get
him. That's a good point. Especially when you got four to pick from. I mean, at least three that people feel, you know, the Josh Allen or Josh Rosen, one of the two, I think people are a little more higher on, but. You know, I've seen Darnold at number one. I've seen Mayfield at number one. I've seen Josh Allen at number one. It's like, geez.
I would not be surprised if Rosen was the pick by the Giants.
He's got an arm. Ain't no doubt about it. Well, GC, an hour and a half goes fast, man.
Yeah, man.
We're down to 2 minutes. So.
Well, I'm glad you're excited for going. Like I said, I sort of felt like you deserved to go. So when Chris wishy-washy, thought I'd give you to go.
Did you see? So I said, what do you come up with names for what we're going to call this trip?
Uh-huh.
The Dumb and Dumber Does Dallas.
You didn't see who did that?
No.
That was Goose
that was
Creek
you.
To put that in there.
I didn't even notice that was you. Yeah, that worked.
Instead of Debbie Does Dallas, Dumb and Dumber Does Dallas. I thought it was fitting.
Bring home Derwin James. Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, maybe we'll do it again next week. Hopefully we'll have something to talk about. Some more free agency moves. Maybe not.
I won't be here next week.
Okay.
My wife
we
and I are leaving
in.
Saturday, taking the train to D.C. for the Cherry Blossom Festival to spend a few days in D.C.
That should be fun.
Taking a break.
Well, hell, man. You'll enjoy.
We'll have fun.
Tell Chris, I said, hey, and like I said, we'll catch you around CSR maybe in about 2 weeks then.
Yeah, and when I get back, I'm going to have to buy some new underwear before I go to Dallas or something to celebrate.
I got to get a jersey. Need another jersey for day two. And maybe a Cat Scratch reader hat to wear.
Yeah, I'm wondering what's going on with the asking us for shirt size. I figured they're probably going to give us a t-shirt. I don't know if they want us to wear it the first night or not.
Yeah. Something to commemorate the occasion.
Yeah.
Look like
so that'll be good.
All right, buddy. Well, you have a good one.
Night. Enjoyed it.
All right. See ya.